Dead On with Bob Kincaid. 3 hours of conversation, cussing, and a discussing with America's only born and bred Southern liberal talk host. Head On with Bob Kincaid is brought to you each night by Coal River Mountain Watch. Coal River Mountain Watch invites you to become part of the solution, part of a sustainable future, part of the uprising against mountaintop removal. Coal River Mountain Watch, CRMW.net. And now, from high in the hills of beautiful West Bicod, Virginia, here's Bob Kincaid on the Head On Radio Network.
Well, howdy! So, yes, this portion of the program is live. It is the 12th day of March, 2015, a minute past the hour on what would otherwise be Thorn in the Side Thursday. Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you very kindly. Loud and clear on TuneIn, Jeremy says. And I appreciate knowing that because it's kind of hard to know without actual what would be known in terrestrial radio as, you know, on-air monitoring. We really don't have that here because of the latency of the Internet. There's not going to be a live program this evening. I will, in short order, after I have explained myself. Hi, I'm Bob Kincaid. HeadOnRadioNetwork.com is where we live, and that's where you go if you want to jump into the chat room. Gerald has joined us, as has Jeremy and Steve, and Sparky is there in his manifestation as Man Cave. So, here in a little bit, I'm going to close down this portion of it, and Agnes and I are going to go over to Beckley to see Ferg. Ferg is in the hospital in Beckley, and this is not anything that is particularly easy to talk about, but he has given me permission. Visiting hours begin at 7 o'clock over at the hospital, and so that's why there won't be a program this evening. We will have a live program tomorrow. In fact, based upon interest thus far manifested, we will have an epic Friday on the Front Porch 6-hour marathon. So if you want to participate in that, well, I hope you will. You know, it was just last week that Ferg and I were in Washington, D.C. for Families USA's Radio Row, centered on the arguments over King versus Burwell, in which the right wing is trying to take health care away from people who desperately need it. And we heard from people who have it and need it and cannot bear to have it taken away from them. And probably the sharpest thing, the smartest thing that Families USA did was to bring people in to talk about why their Affordable Care Act coverage means so much to them. And they told compelling accounts of their reality. And Ferg sat there and produced all during that time and was deeply touched by all of those accounts. And I guess I won't know, or unless, you know, he says something. But when we got back, Ferg reached out for help. You know, he has Obamacare, Ferg does. And knowing that he had health care available to him, he reached out to his mom and me. He had gotten to an emotional state, a mental state, that he found unbearable, that was making life itself unbearable. Existential pain, if you will. And so he came to a decision, much more mature perhaps than his 19 short years, and decided to seek help before it could get any worse. And the way he told it, it had gotten pretty damn bad. So we are headed over there to be with him this evening. And I will carry with us all of your good wishes. And just wanted to let you know in a live format why it was that the program itself was not live this evening. With that in mind, I will say that I hope you all have a good evening. I will say that I will be back, and hopefully we will all be together tomorrow evening for Friday on the Front Porch. I send you greetings from Ferg himself. His mama went to visit him last night. Ferg said, "Dad, you stay home. You be on the air." Which kind of knocked me down. But this evening he said, "Dad, could you come too this time?" And that is a request I am not willing to deny. So perhaps at some point in time, Ferg will want to tell you more about what went on, about how he is, what he's feeling, what he thinks. This doesn't just spring up like mushrooms after a warm rain. This is a process that has been ongoing for a very long time that goes back to, and some of you may even recall, years ago when he talked about the impact of the bullying that he endured in his school life, his education, his educational life, his middle school and high school years were nothing but torment that went unabated and unremedied. In many ways, he's more fortunate than most, because he has family and friends who care deeply about him. And as opposed to millions upon millions of Americans in this country, he has access to health care coverage. And as such, hopefully, can get the help and care that he needs. His mother and I are necessarily worried sick. But we're also hearing good attitudes coming from him, and we hope that that can be maintained, and that the medication he is taking will do what needs to be done for him, and we will try to support him in every way possible, and I know that you will be sending your good thoughts as well. So it takes about 45 minutes to get over there, so I knew that I had a few minutes to talk with you guys this evening. And I wanted to, instead of just running a rerun and having everybody go, "Well, you know, why is it a rerun tonight?" I felt like this in particular deserved an especial discussion, at least a little bit, because this is the real world that affects so many American people every day. It has been kind of difficult on my part to have my wits about me to get behind the microphone. This has been going on since last weekend. And I didn't say anything until he gave me permission to. But he cares about y'all in the same way that y'all care about him. And so I will convey him your goodwill, and I thank you for it. Notes coming in via email, things being said in the chat room. Thank you. So with that, I guess I'll crank up last night's recording, and we can see if it's every bit as scintillating this evening as it was last night. Thank you so much to all of you. Thank you to all of you for all of your goodwill and the way in which you have become a part of our family. Because it is a sentiment that flows in both directions. If anybody wanders into the chat room later and asks why there's no, you know, why it's a rerun, you can explain. If you would, please. Thank you, one and all. It is in moments like this that we realize that we have done something far more. We've done something far more than create some sort of entertainment platform. We have indeed, all of us, created a community. And that means a very, very great deal. So thanks, and I'll try to, if need be, I'll update along the way. And beyond that, I'll see you tomorrow evening for Friday on the Front Porch, an epic 6-hour Friday edition here on the Horn. Talk to you later, y'all.